Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today we have a story about fire lookouts in 1942 told by Austin Post. I was more than eager to open the station at Pyramid Peak. Noting that a big lightning storm was brewing, the district ranger brought in a pack string of supplies. We reached the top of the mountain and unloaded, and while Bob unloaded the pack string, I opened the station. It was a good thing he did head down right away, as it proved to be the largest storm of the 1941 season. I recorded 43 fires, the record for any lookouts in the area that year. The next storm, only a few days later, set 17 fires that I recorded, and several of these required smoke chasers to extinguish. Speaking of lightning striking the lookout buildings, both the flash of light and the noise are too sudden, loud, and shocking, especially at night, which seemed to amplify both the brightness of the flash and redouble the noise. I had reported the most serious-looking fires and was leaning back in the chair more than half asleep when the storm decided to play one last trick, totally without preamble. A giant bolt struck the building one last time. I about hit the ceiling and came down on the back of my neck, hardly a fitting climax to what had been such a successful day recording fires. Not all of a lookout's life, even on Pyramid, is unique. The daily chores, the check-ins, weather reports, getting meals, and not the least, cleaning windows. 180 panes in that model of lookout. Windy rainstorms had a very bad habit of splattering all these with dust streaks. But cleaning windows was an important job, and on some occasions one would just finish polishing when another storm would require starting all over again. One time, five mountain goats made their appearance one moonlit night. I was wakened by the whole building trembling and by a loud sawing noise that was very puzzling indeed. I discovered five goats outside with two of them busily scratching their rumps on the guy wires that were anchored firmly to the rocks to ensure the building wouldn't blow away in the next gale. The whole building was acting as a soundboard, and it was something like being inside a violin with the goats sawing away on the strings. But the major feature which separates this vantage point is fjord-like Lake Chelan, some 7,000 feet below in its mighty valley. As the days went by, rather than become bored with the isolation, I seemed to slip ever into the wonderful mystical world of nature. The ever-changing light, the beauty, peace, friendly hills, all this was mine. Such a fantastic experience. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.